Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
Imagínate escuchar tu canción favorita como si fuera la primera vez. Te presentamos el totalmente nuevo y reimaginado Nissan Kicks con sonido Bose Personal Plus y bocinas en la parte superior de los asientos para crear una experiencia 360. Jamás has escuchado algo así. Reimagina tu música y tu forma de manejar. Descubre el totalmente nuevo y reimaginado Nissan Kicks en nissanusa.com. Función disponible. Bose es una marca registrada de The Bose Corporation.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun.
Gunsmoke, presented by Army in Europe magazine, a monthly feature magazine for the use of a soldier and civilian.
Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad, the story of the violence that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
Hello, boys. Can I bring you anything?
No, we're fine.
Oh, all right. You sing out if you want me. I'll be over there with the doc.
Thank you.
Hiya, Doc.
Well, now, Kitty, it appears I'm not an invisible man after all.
I wasn't ignoring you, Doc. I was just too busy to say hello.
Oh, then it's not my advanced age and state of decrepitude.
Well, you'll never get old, Doc. You're too ornery.
At least I hope I don't get so old a pretty girl won't say that to me, whether she means it or not.
Oh, I do mean it. Provided I'm one of the three ones that you're talking about.
One of them, Kitty. You are the most beautiful.
Oh, Doc,
come on, Kitty. You and me are going to have a drink.
Now, look, Frank. I told you twice in the last hour, and leave me alone.
Don't you call me, Sonny.
Now, just a minute, young fella.
You keep your pants on that chair, old-timer, and you keep your mouth shut.
Old-timer, why, you...
Now, take it easy, Doc. Look, beat it, kid, before you get into trouble.
I said we're going to have a drink, and what I say, now, come on.
Let go of me.
What's the matter, Kitty? You having a little trouble here?
Matt, will you tell him to leave me alone?
Lady says keep your hands off, kid.
Now, don't you start calling me kid.
Now, what's your name?
Bravo. Just Bravo, that's all.
You're new in Dodge, aren't you?
Any law against it?
Not unless you keep acting the way you were a minute ago. What do you want me to do, Kitty?
Just get him out of here. He hasn't got enough sense to take no for an answer.
You heard her, Bravo. You better go someplace else.
You think you can push people around, don't you? Just because you're the law.
Nobody's pushing him.
You all think you're pretty smart. Calling me kid? Saying run along, sonny? Or maybe I ain't fixing to run. Now, what do you think about that?
Bravo, you better quit while you're ahead.
I ain't afraid of you. And nobody else. And I'll prove it to you. I'll just prove it to all of them.
Fine, you go ahead and prove it, but right... Bravo, you move your hand any closer to that gun, and I'll slap the teeth right out of your head.
You afraid to draw against me, Marshal?
Now, you half-baked young idiot. Now, you give me that gun.
You stay back. You ain't gonna treat me like no kid.
I told you to keep your hand away. All right, get up, Bravo. You're not hurt. Come on, get up.
You give me my gun.
You come around in the morning, you can have it back.
when you had the chance.
It'll look different to you in the morning, Bravo. Now, you go somewhere and sleep it off now.
Huh? Sure. Run along, Sonny. Is that what you're saying? Well, I'll tell you something, all of you. You're going to be whistling a different tune before I leave this town. You just wait and see. You're going to be a mighty sorry man, Marshal, before I'm through.
Hey, I'd hate to meet one like that very often.
He's a scared kid, Doc. That's what's wrong with him. And he's scared mostly that somebody will find it out.
Well, chances are he'll leave town without even coming around to get his gun.
No, Kitty, he'll be around to get it. Before he leaves town, he'll use it.
What do you mean, Matt? Use it on who?
Me, more than likely.
Marshal comes calling on a girl.
You mind if we come in, Gina?
Well, Marshal, I was just...
Thank you. Are you here alone?
Who's there, Gina?
Who are you talking to? Oh.
Hello, Bravo.
And what'd you let him in for?
He just come in, Bravo. I couldn't do nothing.
What's the idea, Marshal?
Which one of you has the money?
What money?
The money you took from Wally Sterk.
We don't know nothing about that.
What are you up to, Marshal?
You made a mistake, didn't you, Gina? Wally Sterk knows you. You always used to pick strangers when you were working it with your old partner.
What's he talking about?
I don't know, Bravo. I don't know nothing about it.
What partner?
Nobody.
His name was Big Red. Gina was pretty friendly with him till I ran him out of town last year.
Well, I didn't know what kind of man he was.
Didn't you?
Gina, where'd you go tonight when you was out so long?
No place. I just talked to some friends like I told you.
Weren't you with her, Bravo?
No, I wasn't. What friends, Gina?
Just some girls I know that work down at the Long Branch and some other places down the street.
You weren't in the Long Branch when you ran into Wally Sterk. You were in the alley.
I'd been there, though. I was coming home, taking a shortcut, and Wally stopped me.
Oh? He says you stopped him.
I just said hello, and he wanted to talk.
And while you were talking to him, somebody stepped up behind and slugged him in the back of the head.
I don't know nothing about that, Marshal.
You were there.
It was dark. I didn't see nothing.
It wasn't that dark. Now, who did it, Gina?
He'd kill me. He said he'd kill me if I told him.
Who's going to kill you? Now, what are you talking about?
I didn't want nothing to do with him, Bravo. Honest, I didn't. I was scared to death when I heard he was back. And then he found me and he threatened me.
You mean Big Red, huh?
He'll kill me if he knows I told you.
You know where he is now?
Yeah.
You rotten little sneak.
You didn't know him, Bravo. He's tough and he's mean. And you're just a kid and I didn't want you to get hurt.
Get out of here,
Chester. Take her outside.
Mister, come on, miss.
Bravo,
get out of
here. Go on, Gina. I'll be out in a minute.
All right, Marshal.
You know, you pushed me just as far as you're going to, Marshal. Now you made it, so I'll be a laughing stock all over town.
You shouldn't have taken up with a girl like her, Bravo.
And you shouldn't have been born. I'm going to prove that to you, Marshal. It's the last thing I ever do.
You know, Bravo, the next time you make a move toward that gun of yours, it probably will be the last thing you ever do.
You're going to pay, Marshal. You're going to pay plenty. I'll show you what I am.
You don't have to show me, Bravo. I already know.
Another game, Matt?
Doc, how many times do I have to beat you before you give up, huh?
Well, the cards have been running against me, that's all.
Sure.
Just one more minute.
Oh, all right. Go ahead and deal them.
Yeah.
Hey, Chester.
Yes, sir?
Would you mind going over to Sam's place and bringing some supper for the prisoner?
All right, sure. Be all right if I get me a little snack while I'm there?
Yeah, sure.
And who's he got locked up, Matt?
A man called Big Red. Waiting trial for robbing Wally Sterk a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I heard about that.
Yeah, I figure he'll be convicted on the evidence. He should have been sent up years ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh, you look at this hand.
Well, it should be a good one, Doc. You dealt it.
You claiming I stacked the deck?
Oh, not yet. I'll just wait and see how the hand turns out.
I never saw such a poor loser in all my boys.
I haven't lost yet, Doc.
Well, you're sure going to, though. Well, the hand I've got here.
What?
That was our back, man.
You stay here, Doc.
Now, watch yourself. Hold it, Marshal. Right where you are.
Bravo.
Don't you turn around. It's the gun I got in your back. And I'll take that gun of yours, if you don't mind.
What are you up to, Bravo?
I'm riding out tonight, Marshal. And I'm leaving this town something to remember me by. I just killed Big Red.
What?
I shot him through the cell window. Just like a setting prairie dog.
You crazy fool.
Now, I'm going to put on a show for the boys at the Long Branch. I'm going to make their marshal dance for him.
Again? giving you all the chance I'm going to, Bravo. You had your last warning.
Ain't you forgot something, Marshal? This is a gun I'm holding in your back. Now start walking.
To die to do that?
Yeah.
Gunsmoke. Produced and directed by Norman McDonald. Stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Featured in the cast were Parley Bear as Chester, Howard McNear as Doc, and Georgia Ellis as Kitty. George Walsh speaking. Join us again next week for another specially transcribed story on Gunsmoke. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.